भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 45 इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स। यावन निकाया व्रतम आत्मवसोपकल्पम दाते गरिष्ठे चरणचनाया निसतम ज्ञानासीम अच्युत बालो ददाद अस्तशत शत्रु स्वनंदा तुष्टा उपशंता इदम विजायत। यवन रेखाया रतमात्म वसोपकल्पम दाते करिष्ठे चरणार्चनाया निसताम ज्ञानसिम अच्युत बालो दरारास्त शत्रु स्वानंद तुष्ट उपसंत इदम विजयात। तुष्ट उपसंत इदम विजयात। यवन रेखाया वृतम आत्मा वसोपकल्पम Is there a difference there, or sing loudly? Prabhupada's transliteration. Yavan rikaya retamatma vaso pakalpam. Date gariste charanachanaya nisatam. ज्ञानसिम अच्युत बालो दरारास्त शत्रु स्वानंद तुष्ट उपसंत इदम विजयात। यवन रेखाया वृतम आत्मवसोपकल्पम दाते करिष्ठे चरणार्चनाय निसताम ज्ञानसिम अच्युत बालो दरारास्त शत्रु स्वानंद तुष्ट उपसंत इदम विजयात। नेक्स्ट यावन निरकाया वृतमात्मा वसोपकल्पम दाते करिष्ठे चरणचनाया निसतम ज्ञानसिम अच्युत बालो दरारास्त शत्रु स्वानंद तुष्ट उपसंत इदम विजयात। यावन रेखाया वृतमात्मा सोपकल्पम दाते करिष्ठे चरणचनाया निसतम ज्ञानसिम अच्युत बालो दरारास्त शत्रु स्वानंद तुष्ट उपसंत इदम विजयात। यावन रेखाया वृतमात्मा वसोपकल्पम Date karista charanachayanaya. Janasim achutabalo didarashtra shatru. Swananda tusta upasanta idam vijayat. Matajis. Senate. Yeah, go ahead. Yavan rekaya ritamatma baso pakalpam. Date karista charana chanayat nisatam. Jnanasim achutabalo dadarasta chatru. Swananda tusta upasanta idam vijayat. Synonyms. Yavat, as long as. Nrikaya, this human form of body. Ratam, considered to be a chariot. Atmabhasa, dependent upon one's own control. Upakalpam, in which there are many other subordinate parts. Date, one possesses. Garista charana, the lotus feet of the superiors, namely the spiritual master and his predecessors. Archanaya, by serving. Nisatam, sharpened. Jnana asim, the sword or weapon of knowledge. Achutabala, by the transcendental strength of Krishna. Dadat, holding. Astashatru, until the enemy is defeated. Swa-ananda tusta, being fully self-satisfied by transcendental bliss. Upashanta, the consciousness being cleansed of all material contamination. Idam, this body. Vijayat, one should give up. Translation. As long as one has to accept the material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 4.9, the Lord says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. This is the highest perfection of life, and the human body is meant for this purpose. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 11:20-17, Nrideham adya sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadaram Maya nukulena nabashvateritam puman bhavadbhim nataret saatmaha. This human form of body is the most valuable boat, and the spiritual master is the captain, Guru Karanadharam, to guide the boat in plying across the ocean of nation. The instruction of Krishna is a favorable breeze. One must use all these facilities to cross over the ocean of nations. Since the spiritual master is the captain, one must serve the spiritual master very sincerely, so that by his mercy one will be able to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. A significant word here is achutabala. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, Madhya Lila, 19.151. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nations. If one seriously desires to return home back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong enough by pleasing the spiritual master. For thus one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy, and one also gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of jnana is insufficient. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general warfare, one must take help from his chariot and horses in order to conquer his enemy. And after conquering his enemies, he may give up the chariot and its paraphernalia. Similarly, as long as one has a human body, one should fully use it to obtain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. The perfection of knowledge is certainly to become transcendentally situated. Brahma Bhuta, Srimad Bhagavatam, 4:30-20. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sokchatina Kangchati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhakti Labhate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service. Simply by cultivating knowledge as the impersonalists do, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. One must attain the platform of bhakti. Bhakti mama bijanati avanyas chasmi tattvata tato mam tattvato gyatva visatetad anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Unless one has attained the stage of devotional service and the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna, there is a possibility that one may fall down and again accept the material body. Therefore, Krishna stresses in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoviti tattvata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti swarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature, my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The word tattvata, meaning in reality, is very important. Tato mam tattvato gyatva. Unless one understands Krishna in truth by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is not free to give up his material body. As it is said, aruya krichena param padam tata padanti ado nadrita yuzmad angraya. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32. If one neglects to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, one cannot become free from the material clutches simply by knowledge. Even if one attains the stage of Brahmapadam, merging in Brahman, without bhakti, he is prone to fall down. One must be very careful in regard to the danger of falling down again into material bondage. The only insurance is to come to the stage of bhakti, from which one is sure not to fall. Then one is free from the activities of the material world. In summary, as stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, One must get in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, coming in the parampara of Krishna consciousness. For by his mercy and instruction, one is able to get strength from Krishna. Thus one engages in devotional service and attains the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet of Vishnu. Significant in this verse are the words, Gyanasim Achutubalo. Gyanasim, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instruction, Balaram gives one strength. Balaram is Nityananda. Prajendranandana jay sachi suta hoilo se, Balaram hoilo nitai. This Bala, Balaram, comes with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Papi tapi jata chilo harinama udarilo. Their weapon is Sankirtan, harinam. Thus one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. In the Mandaka Upanishad 3.2.4 it is said, Nayam atma balahinena labhya, nacha pramadatta pasavapalingat, etayar upayar yatate yastu vidvams, tasyaisat yatma visate brahmadhamma. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nitayera karuna hoibe, braja radha krishna pabe. When one receives the mercy of Balaram, Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. Se sambandha nahi yar, brita janma gela tar, vidyakula hikari betar. If one has no connection with Nitai, Balaram, then even though one is a very learned scholar or jnani, or has taken birth in a very respectable family, these assets will not help him. We must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. What an ecstatic purport. This is very famous verse and purport. Srimad Bhagavatam, quoted by Srila Prabhupada a few times. And I have one room conversation. I'll read the verse again. Yavandrikaya rutamatma busopakalpam tategariste charanarchanaya nisatam gyanasim achutabalo dharanasta shatru swanandatusta upasanti idam vijayat. As long as one has to accept the material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely a spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. Om Agyanatma Nandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada gives the formula for conquering over the enemies of Krishna consciousness. You may say, what are the enemies we have been reading in this chapter, Instruction for Civilized Human Beings? Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudbhava. Kama krodha lobha moha mada matsarya. There are six enemies of the soul. They are kama, lust, krodha, anger, lobha, greed, moha, illusion, Mada, madness. Matsarya, envy. These are, Srila Prabhupada describes, the six whips or enemies of the soul. And therefore, it is our business as human being in this human form of life, jnana sima chuta balo, by the mercy of the Lord, given that jnana sim, that knowledge, that we fight the enemies. So Srila Prabhupada gave one room conversation, which we had the fortune of finding. We were in St. Louis in the 80s, and prior to our coming there, the temple president had a stash of room conversations with Srila Prabhupada. And we found out that we found some dozen tapes that the archives in Los Angeles didn't have. So we turned them over immediately. They were very nectarine tapes. In the year 1976, there was a big Sankirtan party called Radhadamodar Sankirtan that was made up of 100 brahmacharis, including His Grace, Bhrigupati Prabhu, Naikatma Prabhu. We were also part of that. The general of the party was Tamal Krishna Goswami. 100 brahmacharis. Bhrigupati Prabhu was a leader, van leader. Naikatma was also leader. And you'll be very happy to know they used to call me Sergeant Sura. I think it had something to do with drill sergeant. I'm not sure. Somehow I got that nickname. But during our sojourn of book distribution in the mid-70s, we were all young men. Savas was located in Atlanta. He was the Sankirtan leader, vice president. And so many others were doing Sankirtan. Panabhata was all over the world doing Sankirtan in Japan. Those stories are for a different class. Those are some amazing stories I've heard. But this Radhadamodar party had a habit of going to temples and stealing brahmacharis, taking them from the temple and putting them on the bus and traveling. So by 1976, after a year or two of this theft, the temple presidents all assembled and went to Prabhupada and told him, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is a huge disturbance, stealing all of our brahmacharis and leaving our temples with nothing but householders and taking our Sankirtan devotees. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was called in the room of Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, March of 1976. We were all there chanting, dancing. Everyone was there. Archito was also there. Chanting, dancing. Savas was there. Bhrigupati was there. Everyone was there. Satyanarayan Prabhu was there. He lived there. You were living in Mayapur. Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Maharaj in his room and said that he had created a huge disturbance. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, maybe I should just go to China. Because in those days, going to China was like going to the moon. China was a communist country. Like Russia, Americans could not go. Westerners had a very difficult time of going. And there was no Krishna temple, no devotees in China. Tamal Krishna Maharaj later told us, a group of devotees, he meant to say maybe I should just go to the moon. But the word China came out. And Prabhupada looked at him and his eyes opened wide. And Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna has spoken through you. You will go to China. And he immediately started to, but Srila Prabhupada, I was just saying that China, I didn't really mean China. I was just saying like the moon. Prabhupada said, no, Krishna has spoken through you. You will go to China. I'm sending you to China. Sometimes we would be sent. I was sent in my young days to Memphis, Tennessee with one other devotee to do Sankirtan. And we were doing big Sankirtan. It was very nice. Tamal Krishna Maharaj wanted me to come to Cincinnati to manage the temple. And I told him, no, I'm a book distributor. I'm not interested in management. I want to distribute books. So he said, okay. So he called up the other devotees, the other devotee that was in Memphis. He took the van and he left. And I was left in a $100 a month house in Memphis, Tennessee by myself with a house full of mice. With no, actually we had a cook there previously and two Sankirtan devotees. The cook and the other Sankirtan devotee were ordered to leave, but because I defied Tamal Krishna Maharaj's authority, I was left in Memphis, Tennessee by myself. After about a week of going to the airport by myself, by bus, and standing strong for my ideals, he called up and said, how are you doing, Saradas? And he heard my voice was very hollow. He said, your voice sounds a little empty, because I was in solitary confinement for a week. I don't know if any of you have experienced Krishna consciousness by yourself. And then he said, now go to Cincinnati and become the manager. And I immediately got on a bus and complied. So when Prabhupada would send, he was imitating Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada would send you to Arizona. Prabhupada would send a couple to Washington State, Spokane, for the World's Fair. You would have to go. Drop everything and go. You're sent to Memphis. You go. Doesn't matter who's there, what's there, what money, nothing. Go. So Srila Prabhupada had sent Tamal Krishna Maharaj to China. And this was very serious. So before Tamal Krishna Maharaj went, he went to Hawaii with one of his leaders, Drishtadyumna, to get everything ready. And the following is a room conversation that took place with Srila Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Guru Kripa Maharaj, on May 7th, 1976, in Hawaii. Srila Prabhupada, first business, how to push our books. We have no other business. For Russia, export from India will be favorable. Government paper we are printing, make the decision, all the books. Ask from them to take paper from the government, and all these books should be published immediately. So I'm skipping a little because it's a very long conversation. Prabhupada's talking about his preaching in Russia. Just find out what is the venues to push our books as much as possible. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, should I concentrate my time for this? Srila Prabhupada, yes, only. This will be your only business. All over the world, see how the books can be pushed. In their language or in English language. Now we have got several languages. You have seen the latest Spanish? You have seen? Guru Kripa, I don't think so. Srila Prabhupada, give it to him, this one, last book. Small books, first of all, see how the black market takes it, and then big books. There is also, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, there is also all of the Eastern European countries, Srila Prabhupada, yes, they have got black market. There must be intermediate man who deals in black market. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, there is. Srila Prabhupada, oh yes, let them make good profit. We want to put books there. Let them make good money, we don't mind. Sate, sache, samacharet. When there is trickery, Srila Prabhupada said, you become trickerier. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking. Krishna says, sate, sache, samacharet. When there is trickery, you become trickerier. He's talking about black market books. This is Srila Prabhupada. To understand what Prabhupada's mood was, he was talking about black marketing books in Russia and China. And he goes on to say, when there is trickery, you become trickier. Krishna's plays, those who are plain, Krishna is very kind. Those who are trickery, all right, I'm also tricky. We shall adopt all the means of the materialistic persons simply for Krishna. This is Srila Prabhupada's quote. We shall adopt all the means of the materialistic persons simply for Krishna. Just like Krishna's rasa dance, any materialistic person at the dead of night would be glad to dance with young girls. What is the difference? But because it was Krishna's dancing, so this association of the women and Krishna is taken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as first-class worship. Ramya ke chit upasana braja vadu bargena yakalpita. Krishna should become a little tricky with the gopis. And then Prabhupada on the tape is imitating Krishna. Oh, you come in the dead of night. What would your husbands and fathers think? And there are so many persons and saintly gentlemen. Please get out immediately. And the gopis were thinking, what this rascal says. We are so sorry. We have come leaving everything. And this rascal is giving us moral instruction. This is love. They can chastise Krishna. Somehow or other, Prabhupada says, black market, white market, red market. Let them make as soon as there is taste, there will be very good demand. And this black marketeer will make profit, and they'll do it. This Chinese policy or the Russian policy will not stand. Simply, we require to make ourselves strong. As soon as we come stronger than the communist movement, we shall finish it. This is Srila Prabhupada's boldness. Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, finish everyone? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada already said, red market, white market, black market, however you can get the books in. Of course, in our America, we don't have to do these things, except for some of our devotees who are doing red market, white market, black market sales. We won't mention who they are. You mean attack them? Srila Prabhupada, that I shall tell later. Become little strong. We cannot allow them because Krishna's policy, paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. You have to take that policy. It means that the saintly people Krishna delivers and the non-saintly people Krishna destroys. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, in Vrindavan one day on a walk, you were saying that Krishna's soldiers will walk all over the world and they will approach everyone and say, do you believe in Krishna? And if they say no, immediately kill them. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying this kind of in the tape. I have the cassette. Unfortunately, we couldn't play a cassette. He says it kind of meekly. Srila Prabhupada's response, not kill them with weapon, but kill them by sankirtan. They are already dead. So physical killing is for very big, big strong men like Mao or Lenin, not common people. They have to be shown mercy. Then Harisari, who was in the room, says, more a question of revival for the common people, more a question of revival. Srila Prabhupada, if they allow us to follow our movement, then we are satisfied. And when there is hindrance, the person who is hindering, and then according to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I wasn't there in the room. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, when Prabhupada said this sentence, the person who is hindering, then Prabhupada went, finished. He says here, finished. But you don't hear in the transcript or in the tape that Prabhupada moved his finger across his neck and said, finished. But don't do it now. Then we will be finished. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you think the time will come when we will? Srila Prabhupada, oh yes, because Krishna has two businesses. We are for delivering all people. Anyone who will put hindrance, then we have to finish. Not small, big. That is going on all over the world. Politics. Guru Kripa, Chanakya Pandit, he also, Srila Prabhupada, that is the way everywhere. They'll be automatically be finished. Just like Radhakrishna Mission, who are advertising, they've got wonderful importance. Now they're finished. They're simply making false propaganda in India. Actually, their poison, their, what is it? Fungs? Prabhupada said fungs, and devotees said fangs? Fangs. That is broken. So first of all, try to push books everywhere, all over the world. They've got so many language, Russian, Chinese, black market, they cannot check. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, oh no, you don't need permission either, and there is more profit too in black market. Srila Prabhupada, I guess if there is demand, you make good profit also, and there will be demand. Guru Kripa, there'll be big demand for your books. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, very big, very big. Srila Prabhupada, they sent one translation of Tulsidas Ramcharita Manasa. It was sold out in a week, and therefore they have stopped now. Sometimes I wonder that, of course, we want our books to be translated by our men, but in the absence of sufficient translators, then they talk for a long time about translation. In this way, Srila Prabhupada says, you are all intelligent. You can plan. The aim is how to distribute books. That is first consideration. In Bhagavad Gita, it is very figuratively described that we have got this body in the different parts, just like Arjuna is sitting on the chariot. There is chariot driver, there is horse, reins, there is weapon, there is arrow and bow. They have been put on the field. So this can be used for killing the enemies of our Krishna consciousness and then give up all this paraphernalia chariot and just like fighting only victory, then you kill them. So similarly, the body is there. The mind is there. The senses are there. So utilize it for conquering over this material existence and then give up this body and go back home. That's this verse, today's verse. Guru Kripa, does the devotee, I mean, just like you're always enthusing us to push Srila Prabhupada, that is sharpening your weapons. Prabhupada was cutting off the devotees left and right. That is also described. By serving the spiritual master, you keep your weapon always sharpened and then take help from Krishna. The words of the spiritual master sharpen weapon. Yasya prasada bhagavat. When the spiritual master is happy, then Krishna immediately helps. He gives you strength. Suppose you got a sword, sharpened sword. If you have no strength, what will you do with that sword? Krishna will give you the strength how to fight and kill the enemy. Everything is described. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai, Bhakti Lata Beach. Make your weapon sharpen by the instruction of the spiritual master, and then Krishna will give you the strength you'll be able to conquer. Srila Prabhupada. This figurative explanation, I think last night I did. In other words, Prabhupada did this translation that prior night, May 6th, 1976, for the verse that we read today and the purport. There is a verse, Achyuta Balo. Is Pusta Krishna there? Tamal Krishna, Pusta Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. We are soldiers of Krishna, servants of Arjuna. Simply, you have to act accordingly. Then you can conquer all enemies. They have no power, although their number is 100 times, just like the Kurus and the Pandavas. They have no power. Keep Krishna on your side, then everything will be successful. Tapta Sevaya. Then Srila Prabhupada turns on the dictaphone, which is amazing. If someone has a tape player, I have the tape. Prabhupada turns on the dictaphone, and you can hear Srila Prabhupada doing the word for word for this verse, and giving every three lines, the dictaphone would go on. Prabhupada would say three sentences, four sentences, then the dictaphone would go off, then come back on, click, and then Srila Prabhupada would continue. And I've checked, it is the purport to this verse. So this was done on this day, and this was the mood of Srila Prabhupada the morning after in his room conversation. We shouldn't take it literally. Prabhupada is speaking figuratively, that we are servants of Krishna, soldiers of Arjuna. They have no power, so we destroy their civilization, communist, Chinese, Russian policy by Sankirtan. Not by weapon. Not by madness. People are going and shooting on the campuses, shooting everywhere. Devotees' business is not violence. Devotees' business is Sankirtan. And it's been figuratively described here like a soldier or Arjuna on the battlefield. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga. I thought we'd try something different. You never heard that one, did you?
Prabhupada was having a reception, and there was all these people coming to see him in the Krishna Balaram courtyard.